Back in Alva, the Class C state title game. Tyrone in front of Timberlake, 28-14. A little bit about how we got there. It started with Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown, 15-yard touchdown pass, and then the two-point conversion run by Rylan Johnson. With the first of what has been, we've mentioned Rylan Johnson. Kobe Williams, we mentioned at the top of the game, or top of the game, needed to navigate that Timberlake secondary. He's made some big-time accurate throws in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has just hit some just – and both quarterbacks have truly been amazing. Yeah. Class C and the wind and everything, and just putting that ball right on the money to their receivers. And, you know, Kobe Williams has done that and just thrown some strikes. And again, then you add in Rylan Johnson, and it's just too much right now for the Timberlake Tiger defense.
Yeah, that score was followed up, answered quickly by the Tigers. They opened the game with a three and out, but their second possession, they drove the ball down the field. 6-yard touchdown pass, Ethan Jenlick to Merrick Judd, and then Jenlick with the run to tie it up at 8, and that was followed by Tyrone. That was the first big run by Rylan Johnson, 73 yards. He also ran in the two-point conversion untouched. That made it 16-8, and then another answer by Timberlake, 36-yard pass, Ethan Jenlick to Carter Sands, a great throw by Jenlick, who you mentioned has been accurate as well. And the two-point conversion, no good. That made it 16-14, and that's when Tyrone started to take over. They forced some three and outs for Timberlake, and Tyrone then got an 8-yard pass, Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown. Then a two-point conversion was no good, made it 22-14. And then we got here by another huge run by Rylan Johnson. 75 yards. I had 75. I think it may have actually been more than that. I think it may have had a couple more. That's the unofficial yardage number. Two-point conversion, no good. Ended up touchdown, made it 28-14, though, and that's where we stand right now. Tyrone leading this football game.
You know, if you're Timberlake Tiger defense, you made a stand there at the end of the first half to keep yourself in the game. Even a field goal or a touchdown put you down three scores. You're down two scores right now. So that was that's a championship-type defensive stand that you got to make to get into halftime with at least – some life in you.
Right. And with, you know, one half left to play and only down 14 points, that's nothing. Timberlake,
they've
put 76 and 64s on the board all year round. I mean, this is an offense that the lowest they've been held, lowest point total they've been held to is 38. That was last week against Buffalo in Buffalo, and that's a very good Bison defense. So it is nothing for them to erase this deficit. They could do it very quickly.
They can do it a couple of plays. And again, one of the things they're going to have to do in that locker room is figure out, you know, with this Rylan Johnson, what are we going to have to do? You know, and I think what they're going to be telling him, you talked about it, you're going to have to get low. You cannot grab Rylan Johnson and get him down. You're going to have to get low. You're going to have to meet him pad to pad or get under him and get his feet out from under him. Or I think the other thing they may try to do is get way more aggressive, because the way to get Rylan Johnson is – get him before he gets started. And they were having some success early in the game on a few series or a few plays by getting really aggressive, and they kind of got out of that a little bit, quit charging across that line.
Yeah, that's a great point. If they can stop him from getting ahead of steam, they might be able to stop him. The other thing you want to watch out for is that run to Johnson sets up that little tight end pass they like to run with Ethan Brown in the back of the end zone. And if you can stop Johnson, you might be able to stop that as well. And we'll see what that Timberlake defense has in store. Look, I mean – J.J. Pippen being hurt's one thing, but defensively it hurts you a little bit as well, because he doesn't quite have the closing speed he had. But still, you want to see a little more aggressiveness defensively.
And that's what Tyrone is doing. You know, a lot of teams use the screen pass. Tyrone's using that. If that defensive end gets to crashing, they slip that tight end out and just pull the ball out and dump to him. So that's kind of their answer to the pressure coming off the edge.
So 28-14, about 3 minutes left before they kick off this second half. Tyrone will get the ball first, and that's going to be a huge opening series defensively for Timberlake. They need to set another tone. They've got to reset this football game mentally for themselves. They've never been in this position. They've never trailed by this much all year.
Well, and I think you know, players like, you know, Ethan Jenlink and Merrick Judd, those guys, they're going to have to grab some helmets. And you know, we talked about the body language there a few times. Didn't look real good out of the Timberlake Tigers. I'm not saying they gave up, but I'm just saying the momentum, the enthusiasm, intensity seemed to be on Tyrone Bobcat's side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Coming out of this half, they've got to get pumped up, and they've got to, you know, get that defensive going and get some, you know, start high-fiving and slapping each other. And even if you give up a play, man, come back, because you're fighting for your life right now.
You got to refine your swagger if you're the Tigers. Yeah. You're number one. You're undefeated for a reason, and you need to show it as you come out and start this second half. If you're the Tyrone Bobcats, They're going in the locker room saying, they haven't believed in us for weeks. They counted us out 2 weeks ago. They counted us out last week, and they counted us out today. And we're going to here to prove that that's not going to happen. And then we want to take home that gold ball. It's been 60 years since they brought a gold ball back to Tyrone.
You know, and Coach Bell talked about that, playing with a chip on their shoulder. And I think we've seen that. I think he coached that all week long, is a little bit of a chip, and you can see it. And they've got, you know, they've had that fire from the first kickoff of this game. And that comes, I think, from just all week talking about they don't respect us. We're coming out here. They don't even know who we are. And, you know, I think these kids from out in that panhandle, they want to prove it.
And we saw it in basketball as well. No one knew about him. Nobody knew. I mean, it's amazingly, no one knew how good of a basketball player Roberto Hernandez was, except for those of us that got to watch him play. And people had to learn the hard way down the stretch.
Well, let's face it. I mean, if you're not from the Panhandle, you ask people, where Tyrone? Well, where is Tyrone? You know, they don't know. They've never been there. And so, you know, you kind of get forgotten out there. And it's a, you know, you're not in Kansas, you're not in Texas, and you're just kind of not in Oklahoma. So you're out there, and you can be a Hernandez or a Rylan Johnson or somebody that can be one of the very best in the state. Mm-hmm. And just really nobody knows about you. And so they do come in here with a little bit to prove. And they're certainly doing a good job at proving.
I had a hard time finding it last year when I went out there. So it's not easy to track down sometimes. But they know where it's at, and that's what matters. As the whole panhandle, I'm rooting for these Bobcats. And Timberlake Tigers down 14 here, 28-14 to the Bobcats, as we about 20 seconds left before we kick this one off again. As we want to, I guess, looking at some adjustments, we talked a little about Timberlake. I don't know, adjustment wise, if you're the Bobcats, what I mean, they haven't even really used Hernandez offensively at all. I mean, he's more been defensively. He's been kind of back there as a DB making some plays.
Yeah, and receiving wise, you would think you'd get him out there and throw it up. But really, they've had so much success moving the football. You know, four touchdowns and almost a fifth here in the first half alone. So really haven't needed him. So, you know, go with what got you there. More or less is what they're doing. And you know, one thing where the officials are huddled out on the. On the Bronco and the Cowboy, the Ranger, I guess is what it is, the middle of the field. But they've really done an exceptional job. A lot of times we've seen, you know, 20 holding calls in a game, and it just breaks up everything. In this game, yeah, there's been a few penalties, but it's just they've really let the kids play.
It's not about you. Yeah, I like that. I like when they kind of let them loose a little bit. And it's been a pretty clean game. I haven't seen a lot of mistakes from either team. In terms of sloppiness, we have seen some flags, especially early on, a little bit of the jitters going on as they put two more minutes back on before we kick this thing off. I do want to mention, if you're a basketball coach in Class C and you're kind of listening in to see, Roberto Hernandez looks fine. I think there was some question about how that wrist would – he's just out there throwing with his right hand. I don't know that this is really going to affect him come basketball season a whole lot.
Broke a lot of basketball coaches' hearts.
I wouldn't count on that going down this year. You're going to have to deal with Mr. Hernandez one way or the other, and the rest of this Tyrone Bobcat team, who really down the stretch there in the basketball season really came alive and all stepped up their game going down the stretch for the Bobcats, who made it to the quarterfinal before they got knocked out in the state.
Actually, so he happened to have a couple of Oklahoma State games going. Got the football and the basketball team.
That's
just
right.
To keep people. Oklahoma State just scored again on a pass from Spencer Sanders. Dylan Stoner, he caught one for 75, just caught one for 40. Oklahoma State up 21-0 over Baylor in football. And then Oklahoma State's up 45-44 against Wichita State up in Wichita.
Well, then Coach Gundy will go out on top with one final win before they let him go.
He's done. Huh?
Clinton, by the way, Wagner up big on Clinton, 42-13, but a great run by the Red Tornadoes.
Really,
one more title would have tied him with Jenks for number two.
Wow.
They're not going to get that in this today, but great, great job. Great season by Clinton. So here we go. Timberlake kickoff wearing all white. They're going left to right in their American flag unis. They got the flag on either shoulder, kind of silver helmets, very sharp. Black numbers, and then Tyrone and all the green helmets, white pants, yellow numbers. They're going to be going right to left, and back deep to kick off. Dakota Kane is kind of playing fullback back there to Rylan Johnson, whose feet are at
the
10.
Kind of an unusual
kind of a weird
kickoff
lineup.
Formation.
Yeah. Now they're going to spread out as the kick comes. A low kick. It's a squib kick down inside and falling down on at the 45-yard line. Tried to onside it. Braden Stevens on the hands team comes up with it up front there, and Tyrone going to take over first and 10 from their own 45.
And that's not that could be overlooked right there too, be on the hands team up front, because you know you give Timberlake that onside kick and they get it. They got on the 45 and got some fire now. Instead, Tyrone gets on top of it.
Yeah, nice play there by Stevens. Now a bunch formation by the Bobcats. Everybody in tight. Williams under center. Dakota Kane is the tailback. Johnson, the fullback. They fake the give, and they said they run an option play outside to Kane. Great play fake by Williams. Pitches it outside and a pickup of 9 that time as they fooled everybody. Came in on Rylan Johnson. And that time a little option at the outside. And Dakota Kane with a big run. And they missed him the last couple weeks. He was hurt. He had a bum ankle. Did not play against a Mountain View. And now he's back and running, and they needed him because he's had quite a few yards this year. He's had 706 yards and 15 touchdowns this season.
Williams kind of a magician on that option and that pitch. He's good at it.
Yes, he is. And under center, Kobe. And somebody jumped up front, and it's Carter Sands, and he's upset. So nice hard count that time by Williams. Draws Sands across, and that's going to be an automatic first down. Yeah. And ball now on the 41-yard line of Timberlake.
Yeah, and Carter Sands is not a real big guy to be up there in the middle of that line, and he was trying to shoot a gap and trying to get on the count, and they hard counted him, got an offside.
Well, Carter's also built low to the ground. He's trying to get a jump to keep Johnson from getting moving. That time he got too fast a one, and now they're going to be an I formation to give his to the tailback. It's Kane, and Dalton Lehrer again. Lehrer has had multiple tackles tonight, probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, and I tell you what, without him, Tyrone might have another touchdown or two. He has really shown up on that defensive side.
No gain on the play as Lehrer came coming in from that linebacker spot. And I don't believe, I'd have to check for sure on this, I think this is Dalton's first year organized football. I don't think he played football for, I think it's speaking last week with Coach Severin about that a little bit. I believe it was Lehrer. And now shotgun formation for Johnson at the quarterback spot. Rylan Johnson gets the snap, follows the lead block from Kane, tries to cut it up inside. A little spin move down and picks up another couple yards on the play. Going to be a pickup of around 4 or 5 for Rylan Johnson. Nice patience that time by Johnson. Going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Tyrone Bobcats from the far hash.
And again, they're in four down territory. You're on the 35-yard line. So even if you don't quite pick this up, you got to imagine you're going to go for it on fourth down. But see if the Timberlake Tiger defense can make a play here.
Two receivers far side, one near side. Kane goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Williams on the keeper right side. He takes it up inside. Hit by two Timberlake Tigers, but shovels his feet forward and picks up the first down.
You talk about second effort and late effort. The official was marking the ball about a yard short, and then he spun out of there and got across the line. He had to take another step a yard downfield to spot the ball.
That's the kind of play that ends up winning games like this. He could have been cut short by a yard. Instead, Kobe kept his feet moving and picked up that extra yard, and that's the difference in a first down and a 4th and 1. And now it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line for Tyrone in Timberlake territory. 28-14, Bobcats lead, 10:03 left in the third quarter. And Williams under center. He's got Johnson behind him. He's got Kane off to the left. Kane's going to run around behind Johnson to give this to the fullback. It's another great fake by Williams who pitches it to Kane in the option, but they ran it to the short side, and he ran out of room. And I think he thought he had more space than he did on the shortened field with the lines for the 8-man football. Kane gets run out of bounds. I think he might have lost a yard on that
play. Running to the short side of the field. It might be interesting to see him run it to that, to the wide side of the field, get a little bit more room on that pitch.
He did. They're going to mark him about a foot behind. So it's going to be 2nd and 11, a short 11 for Tyrone. Again, bunch formation. Johnson behind Williams. The give is to Johnson. This time he's still on his feet, and they stretch him out till finally takes 3 guys to bring him down. Jenlick in on that tackle, as well as Dalton Lehrer. Who else? Knocking him down. Lehrer, I think, got there first. As you can tell, Dalton Lehrer has been tasked with making sure Mr. Johnson doesn't get going this half.
Yeah, he has. And so far, they've done a pretty good job on it. You know, they had the onside kick, gave him good field position, and they made a couple of first downs. But now they got him in 3rd and long. You've got 2 plays here. If you're Timberlake on that defense, you've got to rise to the occasion on these 2 plays.
3rd and 8. Now for Tyrone, they're going to spread everything out. They've got trips to the right. They've got one receiver to the left. Williams in the shotgun. Stevens far side. And somebody jumped up front for Tyrone, and that's going to be a false start. And in the slot position, Roberto Hernandez shuffled his feet, and that's going to be a big mistake by Roberto. Going to move him back five and going to bring up third and even longer.
Yeah, if the officials didn't see that jump, they were sure encouraged to call it by that Timberlake sideline. They all saw it.
It was a little late. I saw it pretty quickly. So somebody must have had some trouble getting the flag out, but they got it. They got there.
Yeah, they got there. Now that Tiger defense, they've got him in third and long. You've got to make a play right here.
Third and 14 for Tyrone. Two receivers far side. One back to the left of Kobe Williams. He drops back to pass. He looks to the right. That backs Hernandez. He's going to throw it deep down the right side. He's got a man on the edge. It's Rylan Johnson. Did he hold on to it?
No. Wow, Rylan Johnson
has
made so many plays, and it looked like he had that down at the 5-yard line. And then as he went to the ground, you saw the ball come out, and so he just could not maintain possession of it.
Yeah, it was great coverage by Ethan Jenlick, that was Dalton Lehrer again on that coverage. Another great play by Lehrer, who was in front of him. Kobe Williams dropped it down over his shoulder. Nice throw, but Johnson couldn't hang on. Incomplete, now fourth and 14. Now Brown off to the right. Two backs in the backfield. They put one in motion. It's Johnson. He's to the left. They look at him. Williams. They run a little back screen to the other side to Sanchez, who cuts it back inside on the edge. He almost got the first down, but they caught him just a yard shy. And it was a great play call as they looked to Johnson on the left, threw it back to Sanchez on the right. And he was running loose for a little bit and finally brought down 2 yards shy. Turnover on downs. And Timberlake gets a much-needed stop.
But who made the play on that? Dalton Lehrer got upfield, made him cut inside until he got help that held him. And that was a play by Dalton. He didn't make the tackle, but he made the play.
Real spread as we got everybody's really wide right now. Two receivers wide each side. There's a flag down. And I got to call legal substitution as Carter Sands was running off the field.
I'm not sure.
Didn't get off fast enough after they broke the huddle, I'm guessing. So a quick 5-yard penalty. Now it's first and 15 from the inside the 15-yard line. Quick wide receiver screen to the right side. And a little quick hitter to Merrick Judd. He gets it up past the 20 almost to the original line of scrimmage. So he gets the penalty yardage back. Going to be second and 10 now for Timberlake. Ball at the 23-yard line.
Lane Noland on that play on the defensive side for Tyrone.
And Lane Noland been everywhere defensively for the Bobcats.
Good looking athlete out there.
8:19 left in the third quarter. 28-14 Bobcats. Spread formation. Brewer comes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. It's a keeper by Jenlick. He shuffles his feet, thought about throwing it. Instead, he's just going to take off running back to the middle of the field. Still getting hit. Still running. First down. Nice play. Ethan Jenlick gets across the first down marker. And it looked like he's looking downfield, everybody covered. He thought about it, decided against it, and took off.
And a huge first down. I mean, they had the huge fourth down stop. They got the stop, and now they got a big first down. Now they got something going, you know, got the football, two touchdowns down. Go put this in and get back in the ball game.
Ball to 35, first and 10. Another spread formation. Shotgun snap to Jenlick. He rolls right again. He likes that side. A little quick hitter into Brewer, who runs a hitch right around the 7 yards downfield range. And that's, it was a 7 yards downfield. He is going to pick up seven on that, and it's going to bring up second and three.
Jenlick's one of those, you know, it really doesn't look pretty. You know, he's not just your typical drop-back quarterback, and sometimes he sidearms it a little bit, but he always makes a play with the football.
And those have been open because the DBs from Tyrone are way back, about 10 yards off each receiver. Shotgun snap, Jenlick rolls right. He runs out of room, short side of the field. Now he's just going to throw it away. Wisely gets rid of it as Lane Noland was there. Colby Putman was there trying to track him down, and we got a flag down.
They're going to call that because there was no receiver close.
But he was out of the pocket, I believe.
But I think they may call that. We'll see. Now they're Timberlake signaling against Tyrone, but I don't know what it would have been.
Unless they hit him late, possibly. Intentional grounding.
That's what I thought. I don't know the pocket rule. I guess we need the slobber knocker.
We need the Leland official rule book
here with us to
he
tell
was,
us.
He was all the way over at the sideline.
He was in the sideline, but he threw it. There was nobody within. There wasn't a receiver within 15 yards of the pass.
So grounding now makes it 3rd and 14. And a low snap to Jenlick. He's just got to pick it up and run for his life. And now he quick throws it. Now he finds a receiver in the area, but incomplete as he was under pressure. Tried to get it to Lehrer. And once again, the defensive line for Tyrone hounding Ethan Jenlick.
That's another trend that we've seen is we see so many teams in the shotgun. And we've seen some offensive series completely blown up by bad snaps or low snaps or mishandled snaps. And it just blows up the whole timing of the play.
And this is a speed defense for Tyrone. Mm-hmm. If you throw it low, you're not going to have much time at all. And that was what happened there with Jenlick. And now another low snap, but nicely handled by Sloop, who gets rid of the kick off the end of his foot. It's going to go right down to Sanchez. Dropped. The ball's on the ground. And did they recover? And it is recovered. Yep. Sanchez couldn't hang on. And it's fielded down there by Merrick Judd. What a play by Judd.
Who else? Down there, right Johnny on the spot. And that's the break that Timberlake needed. They needed a break in this game. They're two touchdowns down, just had to punt. They needed the break. Now they have to take advantage. They just have to take advantage of this.
Danny Sanchez couldn't believe he got down there that quick. Took his eyes off the football and Judd with a great play. And now at the 29-yard line, Timberlake takes over down 28-14 with 7:05 left in this quarter. Another spread formation. Jenlick in the gun. Puts the receiver in motion. Going to slow snap. He's going to throw it quickly out to Judd. Wide receiver screen. Ethan Brown there to wrangle him out of bounds and tosses him like a wrestler to the sideline. And that's going to be a pickup of only a couple. As nice play by Brown quickly closing that gap.
Yeah, Brown just kind of almost tried to body slam it a little bit. Just much bigger and stronger. Just picked him up and swirled him around.
So second, it looks like they're going to give him two. We'll call it 2nd and 8 now. Cameron Brewer going to be wide far side. Merrick Judd wide near side. Lehrer in the backfield with Jenlick. Shotgun snap. He's going to get it. Quick throw out to Judd at the 20-yard line. He lowers his shoulder, gets it in. And that play is open.
It's there every time. They have to respect. You know, they watch tape. They watched tape of last year, and they said, we cannot let Judd behind us. He's too much speed. And so what they're doing is they're just running him out about 10 yards, running a hitch, coming back to the football, and it's an easy 10-yard pickup.
1st and 10 from the 16, under 7 to play in the third quarter, 28-14, Tyrone, one receiver wide each side, Brewer far side, Judd near side, Lehrer to the right of Jenlick in the shotgun, low snap, again, quick hitter to Judd on the out at the 10, and once again, same play, and another 8 yards. Yep. Going to be just shy of the 5-yard line. And it's going to be real close to the first down.
Yeah, they say
like 10.
Pitch and catch.
They're going to say first down. Yeah. He got further than I thought he did. He's now at the 5-yard line. First down for and goal for Timberlake, who trails by 14. Same formation, one receiver wide each side. Lehrer back there with Jenlick. Shotgun snap. The hand is to Lehrer, middle of the field. A little spin move inside. Yeah. Dalton Lehrer, and why not? He's done so much defensively. Give him the football. Touchdown, Dalton Lehrer.
You know, what do we talk about? We talk about the guy that you're overlooking, the guy that kind of comes out of the shadow. That player right now for the Timberlake Tigers is Dalton Lehrer. Both sides of the football making plays. That time should have been stopped for no gain. Spins out of it and gets the touchdown.
6-yard touchdown run for Lehrer. Now they line up for the all-important two-point conversion. 28-20 Tyrone. Now Judd in the backfield on the spread formation. He's going to be the lead blocker. It said Jenlick going to dive towards the end zone. Ball on the floor. I don't think he got in. He tried to stretch forward, and the ball hit the ground, and that's going to be no good. So the lead holds at 8 for the Bobcats with 6:43 to go in the third quarter. Tyrone leads Timberlake 28-20. Back after this on the K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back in Alva, the lead has shrunk for the Tyrone Bobcats. They lead Timberlake 28-20. The Tigers get on the board here in the third quarter with 6:43 to go. All that off a big fumble recovery by Merrick Judd.
But so important, Timberlake cashed it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got the break. They got the break they wanted. They cashed it in. Now Timberlake's got a little more pep in their step. They feel like, okay, now we're looking at the scoreboard. We're only 8 points down. Let's go play defense again.
And the Tigers may have discovered something, and that is if you're going to put everyone in the box defensively and speed rush, you're going to have to leave your DBs on an island, and that means if you're going to back up on Merrick Judd, he's going to take 10 yards every time. Now a kickoff for the Tigers, and it's another bounce kick by Jenlick right to Putman, who grabbed it like a bulldozer and takes it inside, and Putman lowers it. She had dreams of going to the end zone on that
one. Hitting his, I should have scored on that. Big Putman,
he is fired up.
He was fired up. He's saying, I'm headed to the end zone.
Nothing greater than a big man touchdown or a big man, catch an offensive play there. So now the ball's set up in Tyrone territory. So twice Timberlake has tried to kick it short instead of deep, and I don't know that it's necessarily helped them here early.
Yeah, because now, I mean, you're almost in four-down territory on your getting the ball.
Bunch formation. Johnson at quarterback, trips receivers to his left. He's going to follow those receivers and lead blockers. Everybody blocking downfield. The ball's on the ground, but it bounced right back to him. It was knocked loose by who else? Lehrer, who punched it out, but it bounced right back to Johnson, and he picks up 7 yards on the play.
Lehrer did his job. He got it loose, and it was one of those plays that ball was bouncing, but it just took a bounce right back to Johnson, and he just fell on it.
And they love that play. They'll line up trips receivers right in tight to the formation and use them as lead blockers for Rylan Johnson, and that time it was read nicely by Lehrer, who is just shadowing Rylan Johnson at this point. Second and three upcoming for Tyrone from the 40-yard line. Kane goes in motion in front of the formation. Shotgun snap to Johnson. He follows Kane right side. Bottled up. Gets the first down and a couple more. And just a load to bring down Rylan Johnson. And he just keeps those legs churning, dragging Timberlake Tigers with him. First down now. Ball going to be at the 35-yard line of Timberlake. First and 10. Under six to play in this third quarter.
But if you're, you know, if you're Timberlake and the Tiger defense, you've got to just keep playing. Yeah, they got a first down. Okay, you got three more downs to stop, four downs to stop them here. You can't hang your head because they got a first down. They got to keep the drive going. You've got to, okay, we got a fresh set. It's our turn this time.
Another bunch formation. Those trips receivers to the left. Johnson as your quarterback in the shotgun. He looks to his left. Gets the snap, goes that way, tries to cut it back to the right side and finds a little crease, and he could be gone. They got to chase him down. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Touchdown, Rylan Johnson. One more time for the Tyrone Bobcats.
Can't blink. You can't let up. You cannot take a wrong step. Johnson is going to make you pay. If you do not wrap him up quick, it's over.
35-yard touchdown run just when it looked like they had him bottled up.
Yeah.
And he went to the wrong side of his blockers. He went to the right. They went to the left. Didn't matter. And now it's a 34-20 lead for Tyrone with 5:17 left in the third quarter. It deflates Timberlake after a big score.
And, again, we've got an extra point, extra 2 points, and you can go up 16 here. So you're still within two scores, but they're going to make two extra points. So important hole for Timberlake here.
And it looks like we're going to get a timeout from Tyrone before they run this two-point conversion. So with 5:17 in the third quarter, your score, Tyrone 34, Timberlake 20. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down at 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back in Alva, Tyrone leads Timberlake 34-25, 17 left in the third quarter. Winner takes home the gold ball here in Class C for the 2020 year, or a crazy 2020 year.
Another thing that Timberlake Tigers are going to have to do is that wind is picking up now. I would say it's probably 5 or 10 miles more than it was at the start of this game coming out of that north, and they're going to have to turn around here in 5 minutes and go against that wind for the fourth period.
Yeah, into their faces right now. Spread formation this time. Williams in a quarterback. It's a jet sweep. It's a reverse, and the ball's on the ground. They tried to reverse it to Sanchez, who again fumbled the football on the exchange from Kane. And that's going to be a stopped two-point conversion and a big play by the Tigers. They keep it at 14 with 5:17 here to go in the third quarter. Score remains 34, Tyrone 20, Timberlake. And now the Tigers going to get the ball back. And plenty of time left in this game for the Tigers. You're just going to have to find a way to slow down Rylan Johnson. What's been amazing to me is something that surprised me with Rylan Johnson. I haven't seen him in basketball and even watching him on film in football. His breakaway speed has been exceptional. He's much faster than I thought he was.
Yeah, and when you combine that with the power to break tackles, and then once you break a tackle, you're gone. It makes it very difficult because if he breaks through that line, they run him down that middle. There's just nobody there to catch him.
Combine that with he's got to be exhausted. He's had a couple 70-plus yard runs. I mean, and he hasn't shown any worse for it. This is a very fast Timberlake squad that can't catch him from behind.
Well, I mean, we've covered him, you know, couple of times during the year, and they've just had better athletes and more speed than the other team. But now they've met their match today. At least Tyrone's at least equal in speed.
Here comes the kick from Hernandez. This one will go deep, angled to the right around the 10. Merrick Judd going to pick it up. He's going to take it back towards us near side. He's going to pick it up right around the 20-yard line. He gets over the 22. He's disgusted with himself because he thought he had a little bit of space. Yeah,
Danny Sanchez made a huge open field tackle.
And Sanchez has put the ball on the ground a couple times, that time with a nice special teams play.
Because it looked like Merritt was seeing the corner and trying to gather up steam. And as he does, we saw him last week take one back. Might have saved a touchdown there.
Spread formation. Now they fake the quick hitter to Judd. Now he's going to take off deep on the little pump fake and go to Judd deep down the right sideline and overshot him as a nice coverage on the back end. Connor Witt was there. Hernandez was manned up now with Merrick Judd. We may see more of that. Roberto trying to shadow him.
It looked like he stepped out. I was just curious if the official, I couldn't see that he threw in a, you know, a bag or anything, but it looked like he stepped out and then came back because he's running that route right down the sideline and got to be careful there. You don't step out and make yourself ineligible.
Yeah, they set that up. That was another little quick out. The out was probably open if they'd have thrown it. Instead, he went deep again, trying to get it a quick touchdown. And now Hernandez is indeed on Judd. And spread formation. Carter Sands going to quickly run out to the left in the flat. They're going to look at him, but now Jenlick's just going to take off. He's got to tuck it and run. He gets hit hard at the end of that play. Lit up a little bit. Gets up 5 yards, and he's still on the ground. And I'm trying to see who that was. It looked like Johnson was the one who hit him. Rylan Johnson, who also
leads the defense
in tackles.
Tweaked his ankle. They may want to time out here.
And this could be bad for the Tigers. He is limping badly and slowly walking to the sideline, and they've already got Pippen banged up. And this could be not good for Timberlake as Jenlick is holding that left. It looks like it's the knee or the ankle.
They're looking at the knee.
Now it's a spread formation for Timberlake, and quickly they get to the ball. They're snapping it already. Merrick Judd's the quarterback. He's just going to take off and run it and dives forward. He tried to dive for all of it, but did he put the ball on the ground? They're going to say
he's
down.
But I tell you what.
He tried to leap forward for about 4 yards.
You're talking about wanting to make a play now. He just jumped about four foot in the air and went vertical, went horizontal trying to make that first down.
And almost made it. He's about a yard shy, so a big fourth and one upcoming with their quarterback on the ground.
I think they're going to go for it. Interesting. You're on their own 32-yard line.
Sloop is listed as the backup quarterback. I think he's in there now. And it's a tight formation. Trips receivers. And Sloop just going to take it up inside. No, it's Merrick Judd was the quarterback. Sloop was in there on the play. Judd just lined up behind center. Took it right behind Lorman for the first down.
And Coach Severn knew he just didn't want to punt it back to Rylan Johnson and company. And it needed about a foot, and they got plenty of that. So good call by Coach Severn for the Timberlake. And Jenlink is
still down.
Looks pretty questionable to come back in.
Merrick Judd is now the quarterback. It's not Schloop. Sorry, Sands is the fullback. He fakes the give. Judd's going to roll out right. He's going to throw right side and almost completes the pass, but broken up by Connor Witt. Great play. He was looking for Cameron Brewer. Pretty good throw, but Witt was just draped all over Brewer. Incomplete. Second and 10 now for Timberlake from the 33.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the defense. That was a perfect pass, perfect reception, but is a perfect defensive play, too. Got there just as the ball did and knocked it out.
Connor Witt, a coach's son, the basketball coach's son, and the assistant, one of the assistants on this Tyrone team, as most eight-man coaches do. I formation for Timberlake that Merrick Judd fakes the give. He's going to throw it again. He's going to come up throwing around the left side. He's got Brewer open. Brewer's down to the 15. They drag him down at the 45-yard line. Or no, I'm sorry, that was Sloop, not Brewer. Dylan Sloop on the play.
Is there anything this Judd kid cannot do on the football field?
That was a great throw.
He just zipped that right, hit him right in the numbers. Just like, oh, I do this every day.
And nice athletic play by Sloop. He made a couple guys miss and picked up a couple more yards and ended up with about a 17-yard pass play there. Going to be now 41st and 10. They're going to mark it inside the 45 at the 43.
Got Jen Link up and won. He looks like he may come back in the game. Didn't look very good there for a while, but I think he's trying to walk this off, and he may be back
I think anything short of a gunshot wound, and he's coming back in this football game. Now a quick right around the right side. Merrick Judd's bottled up. He had nowhere to go. They tried to snap it to him, and he tried to take off around the right side, and everybody for Tyrone is there. We got a flag down, and Tyrone's clapping, so this might be a hold on this play, as Connor Witt pointing the other way. He's pretty sure this is on Timberlake.
It's going to be interesting to see what Coach Severin does. He's going to put Jen – no, they got – yeah, Jen looks like he wants to go back in.
Yep, he's trying.
Yep, here he comes. There comes Jen Link. That's got to be a big –
that's a big get, as the Timberlake fans breathe a sigh of relief, and he's actually jogging on the field. So, but still, the penalty is going to move him back here.
That's a – and that hole must have been way back. Wow.
Behind. The ball's now at the 40-yard line.
I don't
that's
know
a 15,
how they come up
17-yard difference. I don't know if anyone was back far enough to do that.
I'm not sure where that came from, but now it is first down and a mile.
Wow, 40-yard line now. You're looking at first and about 23. Now they're going to drop back to pass. Jenlin quick. There's Merrick Judd's wide open at the 50. He's going to cut it back inside to the 40. He's at the hash. He's middle of the field. Still spinning. Still on his feet. They finally drag him down at the 30-yard line. What a play by Judd, and Jenlin just comes back in the game. Looked like they were in trouble, and they pick it up.
And he threw that off 1 foot. Now he's hobbling around trying. He runs to get the play, and he can't hardly run. But he threw that off one leg and threw a bullet. What a competitor.
Might have been one of his best throws of the game on that bum ankle.
On a first and 24 or something.
First and 20 plus, and now an I formation for Jenlick. He fakes the throw. He's going to throw it right side for Merrick Judd, and it's picked off. Connor Witt stepped in front of it. Judd threw it up for grabs to Judd for Jenlick, and there's a late flag on the play.
They had a face mask.
And it looks like a face mask as they're tackling Witt. Connor Witt with a fantastic read on the football. Yeah. And a heartbreaker for the Timberlake Tigers.
Now, that's probably where Jen Link, he's throwing off 1 foot. He just can't put weight on that knee. And Judd was open. He just didn't get enough steam on that ball. And I you just got to believe that's that knee was bothering him.
And that will be a face mask on the Tigers. Coach Severin said he wanted a hold on the receiver, and he's not going to get that call. That's going to be a turnover. And that time, Jenlick's ankle didn't hold up and couldn't quite get enough on it. But great play again by Witt at that safety position. And now first and 10, Tyrone. And the penalty going to move them out of the shadow of their own end zone. They're now going to get it at the 26. And they lead 34-20 with 2:18 to go. And a big defensive series coming up for Timberlake here. Bunch formation. Williams under center. One back in the backfield. Kane goes in motion. They give his to the fullback, who gets about a yard before he's driven backwards. And Rylan Johnson that time, nowhere to go. And that's the first time they've held him to no gain in a while. And a couple different Tigers in on that one, as both linebackers, Lear and Severin, there to meet him. Second and 10 now for Tyrone, lead by 14. Under two to play in the third quarter, and the clock ticking on at Timberlake to try to come back in this football game. Now, Williams under center, I formation. He's got Johnson as a fullback. He's got Dakota Kane as the tailback. Toss sweep to Kane around the near side on the left. He throws a little stiff arm and gets driven out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Picked up about 4 or 5 on that one. Going to bring up third and manageable now for the Tyrone Bobcats.
If you're Tyrone on offense, you just think if we can pick up another first down, we can flip this field. Not only get to fourth quarter with a 2-touchdown lead, we get the wind at our back, and that's going to be a lot easier to run your offense with the wind than they are looking into the wind.
And they're perfectly happy just running it, knowing they may break one at any time. But now they're going to line up in a spread formation. Two receivers far side. Stevens is wide. Kane in the slot. Ethan Brown's wide near us on the left. Williams in the shotgun. Puts Kane in motion. Jet sweep, fakes the jet sweep. Williams on the keeper up the middle. He's hemmed in and trying to get to that first down marker, but stopped shy of it. Has a couple different Tigers there. Lear was there. Jaden Adkisson was there. And another Tiger coming up limping right now. That's Cade Redding, who's holding his left leg. Looks like a cramp.
Yeah. That's a big stop by that Timberlake Tiger defense. Is they've got him in fourth and about three. You would think that Tyrone's going to punt this ball, but and they're going to have to punt it against that wind, too. So big stop by that Timberlake defense. Got to do it, right? I mean, that was do or die, really.
They may not punt it into this wind. They may decide it just may be better to go for it here.
Yeah, you're not going to gain much territory trying to punt into that. It's blowing pretty good now.
And it's not a like Oklahoma standards, it's maybe not a strong wind, but it's strong enough to affect any kind of punt you're going to hit kick up there. And now it looks like we're going to get another timeout. So Tyrone using their second timeout with 34 seconds left in the third quarter. The Bobcats lead the Tigers 34-20. We'll be back. Our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back in Alba, Tyrone leads Timberlake 34-20. I want to thank Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. As Farm Bureau agents, Chad Greb and Luke Wood know it's their job to help clients adequately address all their insurance and financial planning needs. You can let Chad and Luke help make your financial future more secure and predictable with professional, honest, informed planning. Give Oklahoma Farm Bureau a call at 580-596-3358. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, a proud supporter of Timberlake football. They say go Tigers, who are now lining up to go for a 4th-and-3. And now in the shotgun, shotgun snap to Johnson, right side. He's going to cut up. He hurdles over the pile and drags a man forward and picked it up. What an athletic move by Johnson. They had created all kinds of havoc in front of him, and he just jumped over it.
That's just where, you know, your defense does what they're told to do, but the other side just got an athlete that just somehow makes a play. You know, there was nothing there. And Johnson found a way to make something there and get back up. I mean, you talk about gutsy now, because you're going to give Timberlake the ball on a short field to go down and pull within a touchdown again. Instead, you keep your drive going.
And about 9 seconds left before the end of this quarter, and Tyrone is going to be happy to let this clock run out, as they have a 14-point lead and a 1st-and-10 now at the 40. That's going to do it for the third quarter. One quarter left. We will crown a champion after one more quarter. Tyrone in front of Timberlake, 34-20. And we will be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. One quarter to play. We got a great game here in Alva. Back on our K101 Road to the Top.